Well, once again, good morning, everybody. I'm glad to be here in the studio with you all. And I pray that you are having a wonderful God-filled day, as we all know that anything that is not good is not God. So we want you to be having a good godly day. And I do pray that wherever you are, that you are certainly having a mind and a heart to worship God on this day. I'm going to bring you a quick, brief word from the Lord on today that will simply and want to encourage you and inspire you that don't worry, don't give up. God will take care of it for you. And our text today will be coming from Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 through 34. I'm not going to read the text in its entirety, but we will go over it very briefly. I pray that you will read it on your own time. That way you will know that I am not bringing you a false gospel, but a real anointed true gospel. That is Matthew chapter 6, 25 through 34. And I just want to briefly speak with you on today because I understand that in our community and in our lives that anxiety over uncertainty is one of the greatest causes of human misery that each of us face. We are constantly concerned about what tomorrow holds over and over. And many people are what some would caption as control freaks, for their whole life is about keeping a handle on things so they won't have to worry. But I'm here to suggest some things that we probably have not considered about worry. And number one is that worry is an ever-present threat on the horizon of the human existence. Most of us are never very far from a championship bout with worry. It seems to hound us, and every time we get one thing settled, there always appears to be something waiting in the line to worry about next. But I want to tell you today that if you look for things to worry about, you will find more than you bargained for, because it is damaging, dangerous, detrimental, devastating, and disgusting for believers to engage in this awful business of worrying. My brothers and my sisters, many of us who are listening up under the sound of my voice have heard people say to us more times than we can recall, "Don't worry," and we have thought, if we didn't say it out loud, that's easy for you to say because you're not going through what I'm going through. But many of us believe that we have an acceptable reason to worry. We believe that our worry is legitimate because everybody feels their worry is authentically initiated and instigated. When we read the Bible, and I want to make sure that you're reading it, please, but I want to go over something very quickly with you. And this particular text gives us no alibis or excuses for worry of any type. As a matter of fact, in all of your biblical explorations, you will not find any permission given from God to worry. You won't, and do you know why? That is because God is anti-worry. Many of us are caught between what God is saying and everything that the world is doing. And when you become more exposed to what the world is doing than what God is saying, you are going to become frustrated, confused, and weakened, because what you entertain and what you digest and what you receive is what will ultimately control you. What we expose ourselves to makes us vulnerable to this demon called worry. Yes, worry is a demonic force. It is a demonic attitude. It is a demonic insurrection into the human experience to disrupt our relationship with God. Satan does not want you to have a good relationship with God, because he knows the more you worry, the more doubtful you become, and worry is doubt about God's ability. So Satan wants you to worry because he knows that when you worry, you won't have time to worship. Wait a minute before I go any further. Let me clarify something. Worry and concern are not the same thing. There is a difference, and I have to bring this up because I can hear somebody saying right now, "I'm not worried, I'm just concerned." But let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, right now, that there is a big difference between the two. Worry paralyzes you. It immobilizes you. Worry will freeze you right in your tracks. Yet concern will make you act, and it will make you move to do something. Worry will make you lose your appetite, but concern will send you out to fish. Worry will make you lose sleep, but concern will make you say, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Worry will keep you on the phone with others saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. Concern will make you say, Lord, give me a plan so I can get busy. Let me give you a few reasons on why not to worry, and then I'm going to get up out of here and let Brother Mel take us in. And the first one is in Matthew chapter 6, verse 30. And that is simply this, that God can be trusted. The same God who created your life can be trusted with the details of your life. In other words, if God made you before he knew you, if God took care of you in the womb, if he allowed you to make it safely into society, the universe, on the planet, if God did that before you had any knowledge that you were a person and took care of you under all kinds of circumstances, surely he can be trusted now with the details of your life. Second thing is this. Worrying about the future hampers what you can do today. If you keep worrying about tomorrow, you'll get nothing done today. And if every day is spent worrying about tomorrow, you'll have a life of no productivity, no results, no activity. You will reap no prosperity. You will not know happiness. You will baptize yourself in pain and drown yourself in pity. Number one was God can be trusted. Number two, worrying about the future hampers what you can do today. And number three is worrying is more harmful than helpful. Worry never helped anybody. It'll help you become nervous, irritable, agitated, and easily annoyed. It will make you antisocial. When you get worried, you don't want to be around anybody. You don't want to talk. You don't want to see anybody because you're too busy worrying. You're too busy hurting yourself, too busy filling yourself with misery. Worry is more harmful than helpful. It does not help to worry. It hurts you to worry. It does not heal you to worry. It hinders you when you worry. It does not deliver you when you worry. It damages you when you worry. Worrying shows a true lack of faith in God. God does not ignore those who depend on him. So stop worrying and start depending. Depend on God, and God does not have a plan to destroy you. That's what some people believe, but they think that to lean on God is self-destruction. They say, if I don't look out for number one, who will? But I'm here to let you know today that God will, and he can look out for you better than you can look out for yourself, because he can see stuff that you cannot see. He looks behind all those frowns and smiles and see what's in the hearts of people. He knows all the people who smile in your face, that they are not your friends, that you haven't figured it out yet. I tell you, who will look out for you, number one, is that God will. He knows who's got your back and who's trying to stab you in the back. I hope you don't miss this, that God does not ignore people who depend on him. If you want to be destroyed, stop depending. If you want to have a torn up life, stop trusting. If you want to have a friendship with God that's full of stress, frustration, and anxiety, then stop having faith. But you don't have to worry, because God never ignores people who depend on him. And so today I came to tell you that my Lord wants you to lean on him. When you worry, what you are saying is God won't keep his word. But he said, if you call on me, I will hear you. And not only will I hear you, but I will answer thee. That's why I've learned to trust Jesus, and I've learned to live one day at a time. Yes, I take one day at a time, because I know who holds the future. I know who holds my tomorrow. So live one day at a time. When I pray, I don't ask for bread for the month, but I ask for manna. I ask for daily bread. I don't ask for my yearly bread. I ask for daily bread. I trust him, and I know if he feeds me on Monday, he'll still be alive. And when I wake up on Tuesday, I know that the same God who fed me on Monday will feed me on Wednesday. I know this because God is in every day. That's why he said that I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. So don't worry. Live one day at a time. When you feel like worrying, when you feel like giving in, try this remedy. Just simply say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee, for there is is no other help that I know. And I promise you, you can trust him. You don't ever have to worry. Don't worry. Lean on him. Don't worry. Know that God is God and God will always be God. Don't worry. Put your business in his hands and bring your burdens to the altar and leave them right there. Don't worry about anything because God will take care of it for you. Let me tell you this. I trust God wherever I go, and I'm not fooling you. I'm not going to say that I have not worried, but I understand that where he had brought me from and what he's done for me, how he picked me up and he saved me and he brought me out, that I know he didn't bring me this far to leave me now. That's why I put my trust in him, and I'm going to keep my eyes on him, and I'm going to stay right there where he brought me from, and I'm going to stay right here where he has placed me, because I know that there is no storm that he cannot calm. There are no waters that he cannot put at peace. There is no moment that he cannot control. There is no sickness that he cannot heal. There is no hurt that he cannot help. Don't worry about it, because I am a witness myself that I have never seen the righteous forsaken nor seed begging bread. So my word to you today is don't worry, hold on, and God will take care of it for you. My brothers and sisters, as I always tell my congregation, and I leave it with you today, the grace of the will of God will never take you where the grace of God cannot keep you. Keep that in mind as you go throughout your day. My brothers and my sisters, be blessed. I love you. Join us in worship today at 11 a.m. at Empowered Church International at 2205 East Palmdale Boulevard in the city of Palmdale. I look forward to hearing from you and seeing you soon.